Let's take a look at Psalm 96. That's where this verse comes from. Another song. I'm so thankful for singing, that we're told to sing. It's such a good thing to sing and rejoice in the Lord. Praise His name. I'm thankful for our musicians. It's good. It's good to hear those instruments. That helps us to worship the Lord. Sarah, you can tell your husband that I said this or not. You can do whatever you think is wise. I'm thankful for those who have been playing for us. Sometimes I see a little green in the eyes of my fellow ministers, because we have such a, the Lord has done it, such a great rotation in our church with Rob, even Brother Paul, who had to leave for a few days. He plays sometimes in our church, and that was Danny playing, and others too. Sarah plays sometimes, and others, and I'm so thankful for them, and the way they serve the Lord, and help us. They're a real help in our worship. And when I say, let's go back to three flats, or let's put that up another step. I started that one too low. Or could we bring that down a little? And then they're right there, and they can bless us. Even Anne plays sometimes. I haven't tested her along that line yet. Psalm 96. It says this, oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Who wants to read the second verse out loud, please? Someone.
Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day.
Verse 3, who's next?
Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people.
For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Verse 5, someone.
For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
6, Sister Sarah.
Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Verse 9, someone.
Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth.
Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Verse 11, who's next?
Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it.
And 12.
Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy.
13.
They will sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people in his truth.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Yesterday morning we heard about David. And about a really difficult time in his life. Now here, this psalm may have been composed at a very happy and joyous occasion in David's life. This is what we believe. We can find the exact same words as part of a longer song in 1 Chronicles 16. If you'd like to go back with me, and then we'll kind of set the scene, okay, for this song of praise. You'll notice that in verse 23, from verse 23 to 33, you have part of a longer song, and 23 to 33 is really Psalm 96. It's repeated in Psalm 96, this part of David's song of thanks. David sang this song, composed this song on a great day for him. It was a day when the Ark of the Covenant was brought to Jerusalem with great rejoicing. They had started on their way months before. It was going to be a wonderful occasion then already. And then a terrible thing happened, and God judged them for not doing things according to his regulations. You remember how the man tried to steady the ark, and it was on a cart, it was being transported that way, and he was struck down for doing that, because all that was done in their way and not God's way. And so for several months, the ark was in the house of a man named Obed-Edom. And then they decided to go and fetch that ark and bring it to Jerusalem. And it was such a day of rejoicing. You remember how when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw King David dancing and rejoicing, and she despised him in her heart. David was dancing, rejoicing with all his heart, and he just really got into it, didn't he? David and the elders of Israel and the commanders of thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with rejoicing, and because God helped the Levites who were carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord, they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. I'm reading from the end of the 15th chapter. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, as also were all the Levites who were carrying the ark, and the singers, and Chenaiah, the leader of the music of the singers, and David wore a linen ephod. So all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting to the sound of the horn, trumpets, and cymbals, and made loud music on harps and lyres. And as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, it says, he was dancing and rejoicing with all his heart. Well, all that is within me, bless the Lord, O my soul. And David was so happy. This meant so much to him that the ark was coming to Jerusalem and was going to be placed on Mount Zion. And of course, for him, that meant that here was the place where God would establish his presence and set his throne and rule his people. And he could see, I'm sure, that would include the Gentile nations one day. And it was a day of great rejoicing as he thought about those things and rejoiced in the Lord. And he, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his presence continually. I could ask you Bible scholars, that's repeated in the psalm, like the second part here is repeated in 96. So which psalm? Yes, that's right. Psalm 105. So they must have made shorter songs out of this long song. Sometimes we do that, don't we? We say, oh, we don't have time. It's 5 to 12. We have to end the meeting soon. So we'll just sing these verses instead of all 8 verses. We'll sing 3 of them. But perhaps they split this up. And we have Psalm 96 that says, sing to the Lord a new song. David saw this coming of the ark as a pledge of the coming of God to rule as king over all the earth. No wonder he was rejoicing in God. Here's a call at the beginning to worship God, to sing to the Lord the new song. He is the rock of our salvation, as we read in Psalm 95. But you see these imperatives here. Sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord three times right near the beginning of the psalm. And then proclaim his salvation and declare his glory and praise his name. These are things that God's people should be doing. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. What's a new song? In our book, we have a new song. It's a pretty old song by now. Maybe we can sing it later if I finish on time. But it's a wonderful song. It's a song of redemption. Unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. You know, in Revelation, John says, in heaven they sang a new song. And it's the song of redemption. And I think a new song, it's not David saying, I just wrote this song, it's a new song, let's all sing it, it's my new song. I think it means something different. God does so many wonderful things, and he blesses his people, and he touches their hearts, and there's something new, morning by morning, new mercies I see. And there's a new song in my heart since the Savior set me free. It's a heavenly melody. My sins are washed away. And then again and again, he does something new and precious and great for us, and there's a new experience and a new rejoicing and a new song. And here was something new that happened. The ark was coming back with rejoicing, the presence of the Lord. It was a symbol of God's holy presence and God's righteous reign. And so give him the glory and sing that new song. I should look just quickly at Revelation 5 since I mentioned it. There is a window that John had into heaven, and he saw and heard. It says in Revelation 5, verse 8, and when he had taken the scroll, that's the Lamb in the midst of the throne, when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, and they sang a new song. Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God. And they shall reign on the earth. And then others joined in. Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. Here in Revelation, the new thing is Christ's atonement. And the new song is just a joyful, grateful acknowledgement of it. Perhaps John had in mind, just as Psalm 96 says, that the reign, the universal reign of Christ, as Psalm 96 anticipates. But here it says, he shall reign on the earth from every tribe and language and people and nation. Christ purchased people by his blood. So praise him and proclaim his glory. Splendor and majesty are before him. Then again, as in Psalm 95, we have something about his glory and reasons that we should praise him. We have that he is so great, majestic, and mighty, as we sang before. Holy, 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 mighty God, perfect in power, in love, in purity. So give unto the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe that to him. This is his due. This is the glory that is due his name. He speaks about the idols here, the worthless idols, the gods of the people. But our God is the true and living God. And so worship him in the splendor of holiness and fear or tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Give him his due. Give him the glory that he deserves. And then again, it says that he is coming. He is coming to judge the world. God rules over all things now, it says. The Lord reigns. Our God reigns. How lovely. On the mountains are the feet of them that bring good news, that testify to this fact that our God reigns. But he's coming to judge. He's coming to reign over all the earth. And then all will rejoice. Why is that? Because it's a righteous judgment. It's a just judgment. No one else can judge as he will judge. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people in faithfulness. And while we rejoice, as we said, in the atonement, and we're going to sing about that, yet we also thank God we have escaped his judgment for our sins because of what Christ has done. But we're also looking forward to that day of perfect righteousness when he will come to rule the world in righteousness, and we'll sing with all the saints in Revelation. Is that in the 19th chapter? Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. The Lord God almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. What a day of rejoicing that will be. And in anticipation, we rejoice. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, that was the benediction. We'll sing number 14 in the camp songbook. Well, this throng stands, so let's stand with them, okay? The new song.
Unto him be
It's a great thing that we can join in heaven's praises right here in anticipation and also in great gratitude for what the Lord has done for us, redeeming us unto himself. And it says in this last verse that it'll be a blessing to others if we sing the new song. So God help us to do it together. Aloud in his praises our voices shall ring, so that others believing this new song shall sing unto him who hath loved us and washed us from sin. Unto him be the glory forever. Amen. Unto him who hath loved us and washed us from sin. Unto him. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus, our Redeemer. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Praise him. Ever in joyful song. Hallelujah. Sound his praises. Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep, and strong. Praise you, Lord, our Redeemer. We tell of your excellent greatness. Hallelujah. 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 Amen, amen, amen. Let us pray. Sister Anne, will you pray with us in closing, please?
Dear Lord, we do thank you that you loved us. You washed us from sin. And we thank you that you gave us this new song, Redemption, to sing. You are so worthy of all our praise, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your presence here this morning. Thank you for the word that you've spoken to us. I pray that you will be with us the rest of this day, God. Thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us, and help us to enjoy. In your name, amen.
Amen. Amen.